A smell flowed through the room. Luke saw the others react to it too. Potato soup, thick and heavy, flavored with spices. It startled Luke to be smelling a meal from 15 years earlier. He could sometimes do that with his own memory, but to experience it from someone else's was a novelty. The image changed again. It had to be showing a later hour, still within the cave. Thea's mother was asleep, bundled in her cloak and bedroll, a blaster rifle and glow rod near at hand. Sparkle could be seen just beyond her, lying on its side. The angle of the image was such that it had to be from the child Thea's perspective, nestled up against her mother. The smell of the soup was reduced in strength, but still distinct. There was a crack, a sound like stone shattering. The eyes of Thea's mother opened. Sparkle sprang to its feet, making a startled noise, then seemingly collapsed again. Though there was no sign, in the blurred and confused image, that the Koopa's legs had folded. Sparkle wailed, then sank instantly out of sight. Thea's mother rolled away from Thea as if helpless to prevent the motion toward where Sparkle had lain. She shoved Thea, and the girl's point of view tumbled, became incoherent. It steadied again as the child Thea rose. The smell of soup was gone, replaced by another odor. Luke felt his stomach lurch. It was the moist, enzymatic, decaying smell of a drock nest. A big one. He winced, knowing what had to come next. The girl's point of view moved forward, where the Koopa and her mother had been. There was now a hole in the cave floor, sign of collapse. A chittering, skittering noise emerged from the hole, punctuated by shrill screams from the Koopa, wails of fear from the woman.